Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Correction here at the Sarah Fraser Show. We've got a special emergency podcast today. I know y'all have been listening to my Soulja Boy, aka Usman from 90 Day Fiance. Oh Lord, my DMs have been lit up, honey, lit up from people that are like, this man is lying. He's full of it. He exaggerates. People have receipts on Mr. Usman. So anyway, he is my favorite kind of tea. And Usman, who was famously with Lisa Baby Girl, Kim Menzies from before the 90 days, 90 Day the Other Way, 90 Day Fiancé, and then Kira, who we thought he was going to be back on the franchise with, he also posted a picture with a baby a couple of weeks ago, and people were like, is this your kid? And he said, this is my daughter. He clears up that he does not have a daughter, okay? He wants to have kids someday, but it's not his. So go and listen to that interview. But I'm doing an emergency podcast episode for a couple of reasons. Janelle Brown has returned to work. We have to discuss that. She's back at work. I am issuing a correction slash, I guess, apology. Sure. Apology to Angela Deem from 90 Day Fiance. I will tell you why. And Cody Brown has to be feeling very good about himself today because Garrick, or as some of you call him, Garrick, like ick, Merrifield from Seeking Sister Wife is being described as the creepiest man on television. So Cody Brown has to be feeling very, very good today. And we have to talk about Seeking Sister Wife, episode 7 that aired this week. This show is so good. But let me first start off with Angela Deem from 90 Day Fiancé. Last week, I did a podcast episode and I said Angela got a new boyfriend. She's got a man. And that people wanted to see her with Scott Warren, our famous Scott Warren, who's been with many 90-day women. Scott's a trip. Scott loves the attention, okay? They did a video together. They met up. He, like, gave her a lap dance. Well, I've heard from a source incredibly close to Angela and 90-day fiancé. I've heard two things. One, that Angela is completely single, and they asked very nicely if I could issue a correction. I'm always – if I hear from somebody direct – or like through somebody, through a friend of theirs or whatever, I'm always happy. If it's personal, I never want it to be personal. I do these podcast episodes. I don't really do deep dives because I enjoy people. I enjoy almost everyone. I love celebrities. I love fame. I love reality. I mean, do you know how difficult it is to get on reality TV, let alone stay on it, season after season, what the Sister Wives have done, what the 90 Day Fiancé franchise has done? It is so hard to do. So I've said it 1,000 times on this podcast. I don't hate Robin and Cody. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not getting on the bandwagon. Dunsey, without Cody and Robin, we don't have a show. You have to have stars, villains. Lots of times those villains change. Look at Vanderpump Rules this season. Everybody's a villain to some degree. You have to have good. You have to have bad. You have to have people that you initially start out liking and then you hate. But this is entertainment, guys. So I don't dislike anyone. And if anybody that I talk about reaches out to me personally and goes, hey, that wasn't true, or I wish you had worded this differently, I'm always happy to correct. So Angela wanted everybody to know she is single. The other thing that this source tells me, I find this hard to believe, but they said, just wait. Apparently, Angela and Michael are going to be on this season of Happily Ever After, which is season 8, the one that's currently happening. And we're several episodes in, and so far they have not been featured. This source tells me that Angela and Michael will be featured towards the end. So buckle up. Let's wait and see. I said to them, then why? I feel like they've been edited out because, of course, all of the drama of Michael running away and where is Michael in the United States. And this source tells me they are two of the highest paid people on the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, which I believe that. And so therefore, they use them more sparingly, and they're going to get a couple of episodes at the end of the season. Y'all, if that happens, this source is going to become my co-host because they know so much. So let's see how this goes down. So there's a bit of an update. And what I thought, there was something else. Was I going to say something else around that? No, I guess that was it. Let's move on to Janelle. Got another source. Got a couple of sources on this one. Janelle Brown has returned to work. I'm fully supportive of her. I'm a huge Sister Wives fan, as y'all know. Strive with Janelle. I talked about this on my show. She launched a website several months ago where Janelle was becoming a personal coach. So she would coach you for like $79 an hour. Life coach. She'd help you like make a plan, all this stuff. I was obsessed. I was like, guys, I'm booking a session. Are you kidding? I got adult ADD. I got 1,800 ideas on this show. If Janelle can help me focus, if Janelle Brown could help me focus long enough to like get this show sold as like a Jerry Springer meets Oprah type teleprogram, like, okay. But sadly, so I'd heard from a couple of you because I talked about it. And then a couple of you guys booked sessions with her. And then sadly, of course, we all know Garrison, the passing of Garrison Brown. And then, you know, she wasn't seeing clients. Well, I've heard from you guys that she is seeing clients again and she is working again. If you want to book Strive with Janelle on her Instagram. And I believe the website is just Strive with Janelle. So good for her. I am sure getting back to work, Strive with Janelle is a welcomed moving forward. You know, just, I'm sure we all cope differently. Yeah, strivewithjanelle.com. You can go there, book a session. So it's good to see her back. Good to see her back, happy, and hopefully she is working through it the best you can. We all know if you've lost someone close to you, I lost my dad when I was like 14, you never get over it. Just hopefully the memories begin to get more loving and comforting and less bring you to your knees crying. So we love Janelle and wishing her all the best. Let me thank a quick sponsor. And then we got to get into Gare Ick from Seeking Sister Wife, episode 7 that aired this week. Oh my God, this show, you guys, I have been overwhelmed with podcast guests to really do a deep dive into this, but I'm on board. I've been watching this season and I couldn't love it more. And actually, Danielle and Gare Ick, they bother me the least, to be honest. Even though this is why I have like a whole different take a lot of times than the majority of you all. People find him to be on a creep level like they've never seen on television. I just find him to be, I don't know, delusional and like a nut job. But I'm obsessed with the glasses and the hair and the whole thing. So let me thank OneSkin. Y'all listen to me. I freaking love you so much. Thank you for frequenting my sponsors. OneSkin, ladies, if you have any skincare routine, pare it down and get products that actually work by buying OneSkin. You're looking at me right now on YouTube. Hello. The bags under my eyes diminished. The wrinkles around my mouth sort of diminished. I mean, they look a little, they look better than they did. I'll tell you what. No filter, by the way. No filter here on the Sarah Fraser Show. And I love a good filter, you know. Shout out to my girl Tammy Slayton, who loves a good filter as well on 1,000 Pound Sisters. But not today. Not on this podcast. What is OneSkin known for? OneSkin is known for their OS01 peptide, proprietary formula for anti-aging, and also a 15% discount. Go to OneSkin.co right now. Type in the promo code TSFS. Get 15% off your entire order. Go and read the incredible 5-star reviews, honey, if you don't believe me. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TSFS at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with the code TSFS. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support the Sarah Fraser Show. Tell them I sent you, baby. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on, all right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. All right, let's talk about Seeking Sister Wife. Episode 7 was so good. Seeking Answers was the title. The Davis family, the Davis family might be my favorites, actually. And Nalia and Naheem, they also are my favorites as well. Nalia and Naheem, they might be my favorite in general. And if you're like, well, which one are they? They're the ones, they just went to a dinner with the really young, like she's 26 years old, and she was eating the chips like crazy. She was breaking up those chips and eating. She had every chip in her mouth. She wouldn't stop. She was a nervous wreck over those chips. And they had a problem with everything from the moment she walked in. They were like, she is not dressed appropriate for a Friday night date. I'm like, okay, so we look like we're at a tiki taki bar where they're serving a basket of chips, and her outfit wasn't appropriate enough for you guys. And then she asked him. She goes, "All right, so what's the deal? I'm going to get to know you two better. So, am I going to be going out on a single date with Naeem or what?" And they're like, "No, that's not how it works. You got to hang out with both of us together." And she's like, "Okay, really? I do. I mean," and he's like losing his shit. He's like, this was such a bad idea. You know, she was way too young. I should have known. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't think she was all that bad. But and this poor woman, right? Oh my God. She was, I don't even remember her name because she's one and done. She's not going to be back. But she came, they did the confessional with her after for the show. And she's like, I think it went so well. I cannot wait to see where my relationship goes with them. I am so happy. I'm like, girl, you are, it ain't happening. I love them. And I love Naima's mom. Epic. She's like, I will never speak to y'all again. You do this crazy shit. This ain't in the Bible. This isn't part of our beliefs. They're like, yes, it is. She's like, y'all are nuts. I don't even know why I'm here. I'm here. You know why I'm here? Because these cameras are rolling so I can tell you too what fools you are. That's why I'm here. That's like the mom is the best. This show, so good. Now, of course, everyone hates Danielle and Garrick, who a lot of people on the internet now refer to as Garrick, which I love. But the big thing that's trending this week is that Garrick is now the most hated TLC franchise guy ever. So surpassing our guy, Cody Brown. I got to do a poll on this. Is Garrick or Cody Brown, which one is more disliked? Which one do y'all dislike the most? I need to know. So people find him creepy. They can't believe Danielle. They feel like Danielle does not, you know, because he's wanting to marry Natalia in Brazil. People are constantly Googling, are Danielle and Garrick still together? They are. They live in Colorado. He's like a builder. And they're still together. You know, they just had a baby, which is so obvious. There's scenes in Seeking Sister Wife where she's clearly pregnant and then she's not because this was filmed on and off over the past year and a half. But they've since had a baby. They have like a 6-month-old child now. It's a little girl. Okay. And the other thing that I love is the Davis family. The Davis family also may be my favorite. See, that's the thing. God, I love all these families so much. But the Davis family is Nick, April, Jennifer, and Danielle. And Danielle is the one that's hesitant about them bringing in a fourth sister wife. Where are they going to put her? They all sleep in the same bed. Like, what in the world? That bed is already full. I mean, they make a California king. I mean, we're going to need a custom room, okay, for them all to get into this bed. And do y'all notice Danielle? Danielle, her head nods the entire time. Like, when those, she seems so intimidated and uncomfortable by her sister wives. They're at that Mexican restaurant eating tacos, and Danielle's just, They're like, you know, Danielle, we're worried about you leaving again, but we want to introduce another sister wife. Are you ready? And then she goes to confessional, and she's like, I'm going to be honest. I got a lot of hesitations. Like, bitch, just tell them to their face. She's so intimidated by them. And then they take her to that smash room, and people actually thought that Danielle didn't have glasses on. So they thought Danielle had no glasses on. Well, she was smashing all that stuff, and people were like, God, she could have cut her face. She needed a whole face shield. They should have had face shields on. I do agree with that. I kind of want to go to one of those smash rooms, but I'm like, where's your face shield? And she didn't even really have protective gear on her body. Couldn't have something have like kicked back and sliced her arm? They were going to town in there. Nick is my hero, though. If I were going to be on a Seeking, I would do a Seeking Sister Husband. And I know they've had those couples. I know they've had the women that have like multiple husbands. God, that sounds great. I'd be like Nick, too. I wouldn't work. Just let them do all the work. God, that'd be awesome. I'm thinking about it now. loving Seeking Sister Wife. A lot of tea coming out about that show, too. So I'm gonna have more gossip about them because I haven't read the article, but there's a big trending story that's been trending for a couple weeks now that is Seeking Sister Wife's Becky Ryan related to cult leader Tony Alamo inside the family history. There's a whole big deep dive on that. So didn't I just say at the beginning of this that I don't do deep dives? Okay, that's the truth. I'll read a few articles and then get back to you. How about that? I'll do some reporting. Ashley and Shane. I'm not so into them. I'm really not. They don't really do it for me like these other couples. And Garrick, it's just the eyes. And when Garrick and Danielle were arguing at the end of episode 7, it was so good. When she had the cell phone on him and he's just trying to make a burrito. He's like, what do you want me to do? Natalia won't get back to you. Have you tried texting her again? She got a new phone. What am I supposed to do? She's like, Garrick, she won't even respond. She's left me on red. He's like, I don't give a crap. He wants a sister wife so bad. Oh, my God. And that's why I love Naima's mom versus the Garrick's family. They just sit there and they're like, well, we don't think this is a good idea. Garrick's mom's like, or Naima's mom is there and she's like, oh, are the cameras rolling? Let me tell you guys what idiots y'all are. Like, that's so good. God, this show is great. And I think people are looking. I think people have a lot of feelings right now about what's going on with Sister Wives. So I think people are looking for something else. And there's so much escapism in Seeking Sister Wife. It is delicious. All right. Love y'all. You can follow me more tips, more hot takes on all things TLC, 90 Day Fiancé, Sister Wives, and more on my TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody.